Hello, welcome to another episode of Not Without My Sister, in which I wrinkle up my nose to charm Rosemary, to flirt with Rosemary, and with all of you. Now, I've been just accused of wrinkling up my nose to be cute.
I didn't say cute, I said I thought you were trying to be sexy.
With you, it's that kind of year. So today, as you just reminded me, this time last year, Brandon was down on one huge knee proposing to you.
This time last year, I was sitting in my kitchen doing a jigsaw, wearing the worst lemon yellow sweatpants you could possibly... Brandon was wearing them the other day in front of Mum and Dad. And I went, those are the sweatpants we got engaged in. And Mum looked horrified.
Well, like, maybe it's because when you say it like that, it sounds like you were both in the same
sweatpants.
Yeah,
it does a bit. Mum hates a pair of jogs.
Anyway, this time last year, being proposed to. So I thought it would be just great to tee up the moment and say, what exactly have you in store for this year that it could be even remotely as exciting as last year? Last year, got engaged, had a baby, are now, capital letters, a mother, not no longer, capital letters, a feminist.
Oh.
Hashtag still a feminist.
Hashtag feminist forever. No, last year, so I got engaged on New Year's Eve, found out we were pregnant.
Ugh.
Found out I was pregnant at the end of January, got married in March, suffered through a long, hot summer.
Agonized.
Everybody else suffered with me as I complained nonstop.
You did. Agonized over whether Mum and Dad could get over.
Oh, God.
Finally got them over on November the 15th.
They're about to go home now.
They're about to
January
go home
14th.
And they will not be convinced to stay.
No, but so, they will be convinced to record an episode for the podcast, won't they?
Okay, but what exciting things do you have planned now for next year? What could even match that?
We're going to get a new couch.
You're going to get your memory back, we hope.
Yeah, maybe.
Like I was saying, I'll lend you that book that I read multiple times and never remembered.
What's it called again?
Moonwalking with Einstein. Excellent.
But hang on, there is a book called The Memory Palace, right?
I'm sure there is. Well, this is about a memory palace.
No,
it's
but
about building your memory palace. Memory palace is a concept, Rosemary.
Oh, I thought you read a book called The Memory Palace where people's memories were erased or something if they decided that suddenly... Anyway, sorry. I digress.
I think you're talking about that movie with...
No.
Jude Law.
No. Well, it was in one of the podcast episodes. Somebody will hopefully remind me.
I had a dream last night that the world was overrun, that I was trying to build a barricade to keep out all the wild animals in the world that had been released from their cages, their zoos.
Oh.
And I was trying to build, desperately trying to build like a Jurassic Park-esque containment zone for myself and my family. I don't know that I was thinking much beyond like what would happen after that. Anyway, didn't manage to woke up. And then realised I could have just shot the animals because I live in America now.
Well, did you know an endangered tiger was just shot in a Florida zoo because a man put his hand through the fence?
Desperate.
I know, but they couldn't get the hand out of the tiger's mouth. So I suppose what were they going to do? They didn't have any trunks, I think.
I don't know. I mean,
anyway.
How about don't put your hand in the tiger's enclosure?
That's one of the things I'm planning on not doing in 2022.
Oh, good one.
No hands inside cages of animals.
Good one.
I don't have anything particularly exciting planned.
What about getting back on that Peloton?
Oh, God. Okay. So what we're going to talk about today is New Year's resolutions. Do we have any? How do we feel about them?
Plans for 2022.
Plans
for, rather than a New Year's resolution, right? Because like some of these things may not spring into action before June.
Well, I actually wrote about this maybe last year or the year before about how I was no longer making New Year's resolutions because they're so frequently used as like, I'm going to stop doing this thing that I enjoy because I think it is making me poor or fat or, you know, one of these things that I, in my mind, don't want to be. And I just felt like it was all very negative. And also, New Year's resolutions are largely fat phobic. And I'm trying to be more body positive about myself, although failing, have to say.
Oh, my God. You're the one making this all about New Year's resolutions.
Sorry.
I said, what is 2022, the full year you have 365 days to build into? What are you looking forward to achieving, doing?
I'll tell you. Between now and October 5th, 2022, which is the earliest date at which I can get pregnant again, I will be spending my time convincing Brandon to have another baby.
Oh, why are you loving having this baby?
I am loving having this baby.
You have no memory and you're exhausted.
I have no memory. I'm absolutely exhausted. I'm very emotional, very on the verge of tears a lot of the time.
In case people wonder why we keep doing these lighthearted episodes, it's because every time we have anything that touches on anything sensitive, it gets a bit tense. I think I was accused on a board forum, is that correct?
Yeah.
Of being annoyed with Rosemary. And I'd like to say I'm not. I'm just tiptoeing carefully around in case she just dissolves into tears any given moment.
Excuse me. We are frequently slightly annoyed with each other.
I'm never annoyed with you.
Oh, please.
I can't believe you're just saying, are you annoyed with me? For what?
I'm always on the verge of annoyed with you.
Why?
No, I'm not. No, but I mean, okay, that was annoying. Sometimes we are annoyed with each other. We could very well have been annoyed with each other. You could have been annoyed with me.
I don't give you that. I don't think about you that much. I've got a busy life.
You dickhead. I actually always think that's such a like terrible and also amazing response. If you're having an argument with someone to go, you know what? I'm not taking this as seriously as you are.
It's really bitchy.
It's so bitchy, isn't it? But it's very effective.
It's effective, though. No, but also, we probably shouldn't be thinking about each other that much. I mean, I don't mean you and me, but in general, I was reading an interview with William Shatner. I'm 90. Oh. We shouldn't get, he goes, I'm 90. We shouldn't worry about each other that much. None of it means anything in the end. It's like, this is a bit morbid. And yet, isn't he right?
Well, he is right. But I'm like, in terms of family, like, I'm happy to think about you.
But also about work, like it's true that, oh, God, you know, that yeah. Like worry about it in the moment, but don't take it home with you. Like easier said than done.
Yeah, you can't take it with you when you're gone.
But very, very effective in terms of like not letting it intrude on your mental space, you know?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Hard to enact.
Taking 20 years of practice.
Sorry, what exciting plans do you have for 2022?
Well, until Omicron took over the world, I was planning on actually going some places, maybe going to Disneyland. Or World, whichever one is in Florida.
Can I come as your nanny?
No, because you'll
leave my kids here.
Oh, yes. Yes, you can. Legoland was the other one we were going to go to. Visit Don's family in Florida.
A girl I follow on Instagram and YouTube lives right near Legoland, so they have an annual pass, and she goes there a lot just to like walk her baby, and it just looks so cute.
Looks
really
so cute. I know, and you can stay in like brick houses. That's so cute.
Oh.
Go to Ireland was another one. Finally,
well,
go to Ireland.
Still vaguely one of my plans, yeah. Although it does depend on how things go.
I mean, we just have to see, right?
But yeah,
you know. So those are not off the table, but back in
on the side table now.
They're back in the parking lot of what ifs.
Oh,
so annoying!
It's so annoying. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get really fit. So, like, not that there's no fat phobia here. I'm going to get really fit.
And tell me how you're going to do this.
I'm going to do an Adele. It's not about what I look like. It's just about being strong and healthy. Unlike Adele, I won't be working out three times a day to be strong and healthy, which reminded me of you and your various bouts of fitness obsession when you literally lived in the City West gym and would go morning, noon and night. How am I going to do it? I'm going to do some exercise. I'm going to commit myself to a regular exercise routine.
Yeah. Would I like to be fit and healthy? Yes. Am I willing to do the things that it takes to become fit and healthy? I.e. do some exercise and give up my times a week McDonald's. Yeah, but see, the problem is, like you said it, I am very all or nothing. So like, I feel like I can only do it if I like give up everything that I love eating and then work out three times, like not three times, but 3 hours a day.
No, but like you were grand when you were living here. You were living your best life and just going on the Peloton once a day. You don't, like,
I'm just so tired.
Yeah, I know you are. But like, it doesn't have to be both of those things. Do you know what I mean? You can just pick.
No, true.
Like one thing is better than no things.
Well, that's true. I mean, I am planning on getting back on the Peloton, especially as it's now getting, like we had the terrible snow the other day. And it's now getting colder because I had been getting out for the odd walk. Kind of every other day I was getting out for a walk with the baby. But now it's getting a bit cold.
Do you know what I realized though? Like this is the difference between you and me. So the other day I was like, you know, I'm going to now do a fitness class, right? I hate them. That's part of my problem, right? No, like I like going out for walks. I like doing activities in a group, right? I like playing tennis.
That. No, I hate group
like
activities.
I like playing. No, I mean, I don't like group activities. What I mean is I like playing games that are team sports. I like playing tennis. I like playing badminton. I like a game that involves a bit of social activity.
Yeah.
I hate with a passion beyond belief, studio fitness classes.
Well, because I also think that you like exercising with a purpose, as in you can go for a walk and get some fresh air and see some nice things, or you can play tennis and get the social side of it. Do you know what I mean? Whereas like when you're doing an exercise class or something, it's very much like it's just about the exercise in the class. Like it's very
No, I'll tell you what it is, because so I did get a rowing machine for Christmas, right? We're not going to harp on about it because I don't want to be held accountable to anything. Like this is my own personal fitness thing. I just want to have some nice muscular shoulders. But again, you know, let's worry about getting a muscle before I worry about what the rest of the muscles will look like.
Or about where they're going to be.
Yeah, exactly. You know, actually have a muscle anywhere would be grand. I'll accept it. Anyway.
What was it the Equinox guy said to you when you said something like, sorry, didn't you tell me that you said something like that you didn't want to get too muscular? And he was basically like, let's start
small. I think that was actually Julie's brother. No, the Equinox guy said to me randomly, which gave me a major hang up. I was just talking to my boyfriend about you last night at dinner and just talking about your bad posture and your curvature of your shoulders. You know, he and I both agree it'd take about 2 years now to get to straighten that out. I was like, what curvature of my shoulders at the time, right? This was before I had hunched over four children, you know, for years on end. I was like, what? And then all I could see was my curved shoulders. So, you know, words have power. Words have meaning. Anyway, back to, so I was doing this class like on the video screen, but when it was out on the water, you know, and that was one of the things that I wanted to make sure I got something that had like an out on the water class
experience
aspect. Yeah. That was grand. It was like rowing away, looking at the water, because I wasn't looking just at the clock. That's the problem. Okay, when I'm in these class things, I'm like, oh my God, 8 minutes. I've only done 8 minutes. And when they say things like, now we're going to do a sprint, we're going to row really hard, or we're going to cycle really hard. I was thinking about this and you, we're going to cycle really hard now for 2 minutes. And you always jump up on your tippy toes on that Peloton bike and start cycling like hell. Whereas I just go, oh, 2 minutes. I don't think I can do this. But like, the thing is, you go, I'm ready, I'm going for it. And I literally go, I actually genuinely don't think I can do this. Which, like, of course I can. But psychologically, I'm not in it to win it the way you are. I just want to have a good time and get fit versus get fit at all costs.
I think one of my main issues is I really hate washing my hair. And if I do a Peloton and I get sweaty, I have to wash my hair. Therefore, I'm like, I may as well do a big one to make it worth it.
No,
do you know what I mean?
No. Rosemary,
have you... I'm saying that's what's in my head.
That doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter to me. Like, I have to have a shower. I have to wash my... Have you seen my new haircut with these terrible fringe? Like...
Your new haircut is lovely.
Whatever. I have to have a shower. I have to do all those things. I physically cannot stare at... and it's also... I hate the colours of these studio backdrops where everything is like electric.
You know what? They actually remind me of like... This is awful now, but like a cheap... Not
sci-fi.
Even cheap.
Yeah.
No. They remind me of like a ballroom in a hotel where you have a wedding and the lights are always pink or
Doctor
purple.
Doctor Who. Yeah.
Oh, no, Doctor Who. A wedding.
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Yeah, but they do. They look, and it's like, it's really it's unmotivating to me. Like, I ought to see the daytime and the light and, you know, it's morning and feel fresh and feel happy. Like, versus...
Here's a gap in the market. Somebody needs to create like fitness classes that are like very stylish and also have elements of nature in them, but like that are like Pantone, you know what I mean? That are for designers.
Take this out. This is a business idea. This is why you'll never be a millionaire.
There are many reasons I'll never be a millionaire. I don't think this is even top of the list.
I had a great business dream last night where I designed this amazing accessory and then woke up. I was like, that's a great idea.
What was it?
I can't tell you. I'll tell
oh,
you
no,
later.
But I mean, sorry. I presumed you could remember. You can remember.
I can remember. 100% remember. Yeah, yeah.
Well, Brandon and I on the way over here today decided that we're going to try to have a dry January, financially speaking.
Oh,
we're going
that's
to try not to
idea.
Buy any stuff in January. Although I have tried this several years in a row and never succeeded.
That's a more interesting idea. Now, yeah, no, do a Marie Kondo, no consumerism.
Yes. Like, I'm definitely not going to do the whole, you know, people are like, I'm not buying, like Sophie White, my friend and author, Sophie White, did it for an entire year. We shouldn't buy any new clothes.
Yeah.
Like, she decided she was just going to shop her wardrobe, basically. And I think I tried that. I think I decided I was going to do it once last about 3 weeks.
Hate my wardrobe is the problem.
Oh, yeah.
How about, here's one for you that would probably be, because I mean, if I was to look at where you spend your money, I think I can take a guess. How about doing no takeaways January?
No. No, I'll do.
Literally, that's where all your money goes.
I know, but I love takeaways so much. I need takeaways in my life because sometimes I really, really, really just don't want to cook. And a lot of the time, actually all the time, I really, really, really just don't want
to
cook.
However, yeah, I was about to say sometimes.
However, I really don't need any more stuff. So that feels more doable to me.
So
I need takeaways in my life, but I don't need stuff. And in fact, I have some stuff to return. So I could finish January like with a minus balance. You know what I mean? Like a minus expenditure.
As if.
Well, not when you count the takeaways, but if I'm talking just stuff.
Stay tuned, folks, to the Money Diaries, where it'll all become glaringly obvious in about a week.
Oh, that's a very natural segue. I actually have a Substack where I publish Money Diaries each and every week. And you can sign up for $6 a month. RosemaryMcCabe.substack.com.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you.
So anyway, do you have any actual, anything else? So part of me was thinking I might do an MBA.
No,
right?
No,
yeah.
No.
Then I was like, no, I'm too tired.
You don't have the time.
No, no. Well, I do because I watch actually way too much television.
Yeah, but like Beatrice, human beings, we need to have downtime. That's your downtime.
Yeah, but it's not really because like afterwards I can barely remember what I even watched.
Yeah, but that's why it's your downtime because you're not really concentrating. You're not like overthinking. You're literally just switching off. That's your relaxation time. That's what other people do mindfulness. You do TV. I mean, there's probably some judgment in there when I said that, but
that
like,
was very judgmental. I am going to read. Oh, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read in bed because right now I'm watching TV in bed. Not, I don't have it. So like I very consciously made the decision. I was actually blaming Don for all this the other day. Before Don and I met, didn't even have a TV. Then Don.
Oh, yeah.
Then we got together. And
they've
Don
got several
had,
TVs.
And as, you know, and as is Don's want, the TV's got bigger and bigger and bigger.
Hang on, though. You don't watch TV on your TV in your bedroom. You watch it on your laptop.
I watch it on my laptop. Yes. Okay. But that's just fooling me into thinking there's no TV in the bedroom.
Gotcha.
That was my point. And so since I want, oh, I'll tell you what I do want to do in 22. I want to sleep better. So I'm going to, so that was part of my choicing. Choicing is not a word. Part of the choices I plan to make is that I plan to choose not to watch TV in bed. I plan to read in bed. Which has already been great, although mother is already criticizing me for reading. Oh, here she is again. Reading, reading, reading.
You know, I babysat for a family once and the little girl who was about 7 was reading a book or something. And, you know, I was there and the parents were going, this is where this is and this is where this is. And then the dad turned to her and went, Jesus, you're always reading. Would you put down that book and watch some telly?
What?
Yeah. Literally. And I was like, what?
Well, I mean, I probably said that to dad. Put down your book and pay attention to the movie.
Put down that book and watch Dune with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's fair. I did the Goodreads. So, you know, Goodreads is like Amazon's, or it was probably there before Amazon, but I mean, it now belongs to Amazon. It's Amazon's like book kind of forum and you can go on and say what you've read and rate things and you can link up with your friends. It's basically like a social network for books, right? And I'm on Goodreads and they have a challenge every year that you can sign up to. You can sign up to read however many books you want. I signed up to read 50 books 1 year. Did I? No. I read about 20. It was embarrassing.
What? You've only read 20 books? I've already read 3 books since yesterday.
It's not even the new year yet, Beatrice. That counts as 2021.
Yeah, I know.
You might as well wait till tomorrow. I think last year I probably only read about 10 books. I was terrible.
Well, I'm currently reading 56 Days by an Irish author.
I thought you were going to say I'm reading 56 books.
No.
I was like, that's a lot at the one
it's
time.
It's brilliant.
What's it about?
It's very sad actually as well. I mean, I wasn't expecting it to be sad. It's a thriller. It says on the front, a thriller. It's very good. I love thrillers. I love a good thriller.
56 Days, a thriller. I'm reading City of Girls by Elizabeth Gilbert.
I'm also reading Saigon by, whose name? Somebody I can't remember. And I'm also reading, because I lose these books, I put them down and then I can't find them. So I have to have a couple on the go at any given moment. I'm also reading another book by my fave theory of bastards, Audrey Shulman, The Wolves, The Foxes. I can't remember what it's called. Something like that.
Well, I just watched an episode of Succession where somebody, some heinous character says something like, it's important to have 3 books on the go.
Oh,
fiction, nonfiction and a biography. So like that's you now.
Wait, this is fiction, fiction and fiction.
Oh, it's hard to have all 3 of them on the go at the one time.
So anyway, the other books. So I'm now feeling bad about the fact that I only have fiction, fiction and fiction. However, I did purchase for myself and I wrapped it for myself and then it was embarrassing.
Oh my God, I was shocked at this.
Colm Tobin's The Master, which I'm, what's the book called?
No idea.
Is it The Master? I feel like that's the one I read before. It's the new one. But
No, the new one isn't called The Master.
No, it's something else. Bought that anyway. And I also bought this one, which I went out to get just now, How to Live in 1 Question and 20 Attempts at an Answer by Sarah Bakewell, which I read about, I think, in the Irish Times, I'm not sure.
Sorry, the Colm Tobin book is called The Magician.
The Magician, that's it. How do you avoid pointless arguments? I should have given this to you. How do you get over the death of someone you love? Depressing. How do you balance the need to feel safe against the need to feel free? How do you deal with fanatics? Actually, excellent living in America. Sorry, Americans. How do you make the most of every moment so that life does not slip away unnoticed? Such questions arise in most people's lives. I'm actually just remembering now after I gifted this to myself that I actually bought this for Mom. I'll lend it to her after I read it.
I don't
it.
Think she'd like that. Oh,
she would.
What's it all about? Yeah, read too deep. She wouldn't like it.
She'd love it. A Life of Montaigne.
No.
This subject obsessed Renaissance writers, none more than Michel Equiem de Montaigne, considered by many to be the first truly modern individual. This might be too serious for me.
I think it might be too serious for Mom as well. Maybe you should give it to Don. He's very serious. He could just read the last page and tell us all about it.
Oh my God, I can't believe he reads the last page of everything
first. So you're going to read in bed. I mean, I would like to read more as well, but, you know, I don't want to commit too much.
As in, like, it's not so much about reading. It's more I won't be watching TV. I'll be doing something relaxing in bed. I'm not going to drink wine in bed anymore.
Oh, do you drink wine in bed a lot?
Yeah, because I go up to bed at like 7 o'clock so that I can keep an eye on the kids upstairs, which means I have to bring my glass of wine upstairs. I'm not going to drink during the week. I don't know. This is getting too much.
Yeah, yeah. This is a very long list. Yeah,
I just want to sleep
better. Actually, I used to write a list of like 20 things as my New Year's resolutions, and you're on a hiding to nothing if it's too many.
None of this is written down.
What I mean? No, I know. But like, whether you write it down or whether it's in your head, if you have too many.
Yeah, they're not real commitments though. I'm not writing these things down. These can't be found.
She's got the hand up in the air like, don't hold me to any of this.
I mean, the getting fit part is really my main objective, and that's enough. That's a big focus in and of itself. And then a bit of better sleep. To aid with the getting fit. Having the energy to be fit.
Gotcha. Yeah. And hopefully they'll both help with each other.
Yeah. That's the goal. I'd like to cook some things out of that pasta cookbook I gave Don for Christmas. You know what? Actually, I bought that for Don. Don, as I think you know, has all the pasta Le Pat attachments. But I think he only made like homemade pasta twice or three times.
He did. Delicious.
So delicious. Like unbelievably delicious.
Taunting us with it.
So I bought this from, but he has yet to crack the spine of this book that I am salivating over. So then I was like, maybe I need to learn to cook pasta. So that could be another thing I could learn to do.
You're
this
very busy. Do that instead of the MBA.
Yeah.
Wouldn't take as much time. Yeah. I mean, I would like to cook full stop a bit more than I do now, which would be very easy.
Maybe I should get an MBA next year. Maybe that should be my 23 resolution.
I'm moving on to me now.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So I'm going to cook a bit.
No, you're not remotely committing to cooking.
I am. I actually bought the ingredients yesterday to make zuppa toscana that I'm going to make this weekend. And I'm making it for Tata tomorrow for the in-laws and the parents because they're coming over for lunch to meet.
Why don't you start with that silver spoon for babies that I gave you for Christmas?
Oh yeah, actually I have to look through that properly.
Have you not even looked at it?
I leafed through it. I saw baby rice with lamb and I thought, yuck.
Probably be delicious. That was very hard for me to get my hands on for
was
you.
Was it?
Yes.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Did you?
Yeah,
You didn't look too delighted on Christmas Day.
I did. I was just a bit like, what's this?
No, you were busy judging me for having wrapped my own presents.
Yeah, I was actually. That was ridiculous. She was like, I wrapped these books for myself. Because it was like, a gift for Beatrice from, these are from me.
I was afraid nobody would buy them for me. And look, I was right. I was thinking, had I not gifted myself three books,
you wouldn't have gotten a single book.
No books, except Jonathan Kellerman.
Well, I got
Jonathan
you...
James Patterson. James Patterson. I got three of them.
I got you wireless charger. With a built-in speaker and light that you haven't even opened.
No, I should open that. That's actually great.
And I got you tickets to Dodie and Friends.
Oh yeah, I loved that. Oh, by the way, I forgot to get them or wrap them. But this is what I'm getting you. Yeah, that's great.
No. I have them on my email, but I meant to print them out and put them like in a nice envelope and then totally... I'm postpartum. I'm forgetting everything.
You don't get to be postpartum after 10 weeks.
Excuse me. You're postpartum for 9 months, Beatrice, in Ireland.
Postpartum for 9 months, my arse.
Oh, stop. I still feel like a maniac. Am I not still postpartum?
You're probably postpartum. I'm sure you are. I'm sure somebody's going to correct us. Yes, you're postpartum for 12 months. Okay, do you know what? You can be postpartum for as long as you want to be.
I'm self-identifying as postpartum. Thanks.
There you go. You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm exhausted and I have no memory. But I did, and I also, even worse, because you're not as important as children, no offense, is that I meant to put cash in an envelope for Nash, who I... basically forgot to get something for because I couldn't think of what to get him. Then I was like, I'm going to give him cash.
It's a tough age.
Forgot to even put it in an envelope for him. Had to then fashion an envelope out of a piece of A4 paper. It was very Guntry, as mum would say.
You could have asked me for an envelope.
I did. And you were sitting on the couch. You were like, I don't know what. Like, you're basically ignoring me. I was busy opening an envelope. I'm opening these books I bought myself.
Yeah, busy being surprised by these gifts. What's in here?
Oh, what a wonderful gift. Thanks, me.
Okay, more importantly, now you've brought up the subject of kids, right? More importantly, I'm going to be a nicer mom.
Oh, I think you're a very nice mom.
I'm going to be, okay, rephrase. I'm going to be a more consistent mother, not in terms of my mothering, but in terms of my giving out. I'm going to be more consistent with my punishments. Actually, maybe I'm going to be a less nice mom. I'm not going to make ridiculous threats anymore. I'm going to say, I'm going to follow through on my threats.
You're going to make a threat once and then you're going to do it.
Yeah. And then hopefully I'm going to see a turnaround in these children's behavior. Oh, they're all grand. They're just like, they don't listen to me at all.
That doesn't sound that grand. Sound bold.
Yeah, they're grand. They're children. Not that bold. Like, they're grand. It's just nobody listens to me. And bedtime is a nightmare.
I'd say most parents are like, my kids are grand, but they don't listen to me.
Well, bedtime is a nightmare. But like, part of it is all the good that has ever been done in these children's lives was undone by the pandemic, by the fact that they got to play too many computer games. They got to get away with murder because I felt sorry for them the whole time. And also, I thought maybe we were all going to die from this killer plague.
Well, they stopped having to behave, you know, like school does kind of, is the great leveler, isn't it? Forces them to behave a certain way when they're around other kids and they're with their teacher and they have these people that they're not so used to just ignoring.
Well, we talked about this the other day. I don't think you were there, actually. We were having a great conversation without you. But we talked about this the other day. Yeah, you weren't there. You definitely weren't there. It was great. We had a great time. And we were talking about how since they were at home for 2 years, like, they don't have quite the same social clues. Because like we also don't have a ton of family here, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
We have you, but now we have mom and dad, but they don't have other kids their own ages
that
to play
with.
They've
been socializing with,
yeah. For the last 2 years. So like when Nash says things like, oh, can you ask Carrie, can I go over to her house? Or like invite, get somebody to invite me over to their house. And, you know, even trying to explain, you have to be invited.
Yeah.
It's like, he's kind of going, why? Like, and they say things that I'm kind of going, that's not really appropriate, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Why not? And they just don't get that because they haven't. Like, I think when we were their ages, we were always in our cousin's house, always, you know, in the next door neighbor, always at school, to your point.
Yeah, yeah, at school, but also doing like, oh, such and such invited me up after school and I'm going mm-hmm. to this person's house and they're coming to my house and like.
And it was like much more like after school, come over for 2 hours. Whereas now everybody's, I mean, maybe it was the same then, but like, I think we had friends whose moms or dads, like not everybody worked.
Yeah.
So now it's like, if you come for a play date, it's a big formal thing and you have to come over. And Nash the other day was like, stop calling it play dates. You're embarrassing me, mom. I'm like, fine, whatever you want to call it, like a hangout. I could care less, you know?
Also, fuck off. They're so annoying. You're embarrassing me. Oh,
well, I am obviously very embarrassing to them.
I mean, I'm sure we all are.
But the other thing is I feel sorry for them. I do feel sorry for them. Now I'm backtracking on everything I said I was going to do. But I feel sorry for them because like, what other world is it normal to be with your parents for 2 full years nonstop where your parents are like, everything you do and say, no matter how glib, like you're testing the boundaries of what you can say and who you can be, etc. And your parents are there looking over your shoulder. Stop that right now.
Yeah.
Don't be so rude. Don't be so rude. Don't flick your brother on the head. Don't do this. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Like at least they get to go to school. They get to hang out together. They get to, you know, be in each other's houses. They didn't have that for 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And also like one of the big things that, so our 9-year-old does this baby voice all the time, right? Which drives us mad, but also I kind of have said to Brandon recently, I'm like, we need to just stop going on about it.
I know, I said to you, like, you need to pick
it's
your battles.
So annoying. But anyway, but I'm like, stuff like that, like if he's at school doing a baby voice, I'm sure nobody's going, stop doing that baby voice.
They you probably know what I mean? Are, I mean.
Oh, I hope they are. What's most irritating to me. No, sorry, back to the topic of the episode, which is the goals and objectives. I am hoping to go home this year, or I was before Omicron. I was planning on going home in March because I was thinking that's when the baby will be like a little bit older and have most of his vaccinations, probably not a COVID vaccination, but you know, his other vaccinations will be a little bit more robust, but still baby enough to take on a plane and not really be like, I have to bring colouring books and all that shit. But now with Omicron, I'm like, I don't know if I will actually get home this year. I don't know if it's sensible to bring a baby, if mm-hmm. you know what I mean, through an airport.
Yeah.
So, or through two airports, ostensibly. No, more than two. Fort Wayne, Chicago and Dublin, three. So I don't know if I'll be doing that. I would really like to go home this year. But the other problem is that my visa expires in December. So as we discussed earlier, I need to apply for my spousal visa. And once I apply for that, I can't leave the country. So it's like a juggling act of figuring out if I go home, I kind of have to go home before the summer, if you know what I mean.
Well, how long is it taking for a spousal? Once you've applied, well, no, you can, because you can apply in December. Because once you've applied,
you can't leave the country,
fine.
Right?
Yeah.
But it would take them to 11 months now.
Yeah, but then like,
But then would I not be in the country illegally while I wait for it, if you know what I mean?
I don't think so. Now, I don't know. You have to, somebody with legal background will have to advise on that one. Now, let's back to like more lighthearted topics. I'd like to write a book. That's what I'd like
you
to do.
You fuck off. I have to finish my book.
Yeah, I know.
Don't you
I
dare.
Like that.
Don't
like,
you dare.
I sent you all of the articles about how people get books written, how they get up at 5 a.m. So I'm going to get up
at
5
a.m. I get up
at
5 a.m. anyway. And then I lie in the recliner asleep at my
That's
baby.
That's not what they do. They write regardless. Actually, I read a thing about the other day about what's the difference between a writer, a published writer and a non-published writer. Is the published writer writes their stuff, thinks it's crap and continues to write. The unpublished writer.
You're depressing me. I'm going to cry. I thought this was an episode where I wasn't going to cry.
It's not all about you. This is me. I'm going to write my book. It's going to be great. I've had so many topic ideas this week. I'm not even joking.
You're so excited now you're getting a lisp. I'm so many topic ideas.
You are the writer, but you know, I can write too. I'm just not going to be as good as
you are. If
you
end up being the published writer and I'm the unpublished writer, I will murder you in your
sleep. You're already going to be published in 20 minutes once you finish this book. But I have had loads of really good ideas. I'm literally like,
want to go home now and start writing me. I'm like, I need to fucking get this book done before you do.
I was like, there is a book that never got written.
Livid.
I should write that. Then I would also like to write a book about work, but I started writing and then I got totally bored by myself. So I was like, I'm bored by it. Well, maybe that's the difference between a published work writer and an unpublished work writer. They're bored and they continue to write anyway.
I wonder if Margaret Heffernan is like, I'm so boring. Probably
not. No, she's definitely not. She's not boring. She's brilliant.
The Margaret Heffernan love continues. Okay, what other of my dreams would you like to achieve this year?
Rosemary, it's always been my dream to write a book.
Oh, please. It's always been your dream to be a mini pop.
That was also my dream. But it was my, I used to write loads of books when I was young. Granny used to
loads
critique
of books
them for me.
You used to write books, did
books,
you? Not stories, books.
No,
books. Whole books.
Entire books. And Granny used to critique them for me, which I thought was actually cruel because she gave me a total hang up about it. She was like, I remember she gave one back to me. She's like, this is just a lot of conversation. You need some actual descriptors. Descriptive passages.
Good for her.
Yeah, well, I put
Take
me off writing
a peg or two. Good.
Put me off writing for 37 years, but now I'm back with a vengeance.
37? Oh, yeah. I, for one, am very grateful for that. Good work, Granny.
Okay, what else? Well, I mean, what other... You can co-opt some of my dreams. Go on, what are they?
This year, I'm going to start collecting art.
Oh, that's a good one. I like to paint
with
as well.
Money.
I like to paint as well. Rosemary, art is only as valuable as you, as the price somebody's willing to pay for it. So you could say anything is art.
I know, but what I mean is start collecting art to, as an investment to resell at a profit.
Oh, no. That's not why you collect art. You collect art to love it.
For the love of the art.
Yeah, you collect art to enjoy it.
This year, I'd like to get my house in some kind of order that I like.
Sorry, and when we say collect art, I'd like everybody out there to know that I don't have any expensive art. Rosemary's being ridiculous.
You have a Picasso.
Rosemary, but Picasso, it's a print of a Picasso. It was like 50 quid.
Oh, I thought it was like a sketch.
No, it's a print. Oh, yeah.
I was so impressed.
Yeah, don't bother.
Oh, God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's embarrassing for me.
Mm-hmm. And me now.
I've been telling everyone my sister has a Picasso.
No, you haven't, you idiot. Oh, you could become an expert in NFTs.
Oh, I'd actually rather give up takeaways for the entire year, to be perfectly honest.
You know what will be? Oh, we could finally watch Emily in Paris and
Sex
It's Not All
City.
That. What's it called?
And Just Like That.
Yeah.
It's Not All That. Well, I've already watched and Just Like That, so you need to watch
it. Oh, have you?
So
have you watched
discuss.
All of it?
Yes, I've watched all the episodes up to date. And you need to stop logging in as me in HBO or in Hulu, because every time I go in, it's like that The Chase or something.
Rosemary, I log in as myself under Beatrice.
No, you've definitely logged in as me
once
or twice.
That's my children. That's not me.
No, because it's crime.
No, I have logged in as myself.
Unless the children watching crime.
I watched The Rookie, Rosemary.
That's what it is.
Do you know what? It's not that good now. I was thinking about this last night in bed. Season two is not that good because he's not a rookie anymore and it's not funny.
Oh.
Now it's just like, now he's just an accomplished policeman and he's like solving every crime and I'm not interested anymore.
Oh, sorry. You know what I'd actually like to leave people with, because we need to wrap it up now. I'd like to leave one of my thoughts, not yours. So last night I watched Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar, right? Starring Kristen Wiig and Jamie Dornan, right?
Mm.
It was so entertaining and like ridiculous. And as I pressed watch, I was like, I don't want to watch this. I want to watch something I've already watched. Or I want to watch something like a show or something. I was like, oh, I don't want to watch this movie. So this year I'd like to watch more movies that I haven't seen before, because I feel like I very frequently rewatch films that I like and find comforting because I can just watch them and then look at my phone and not concentrate too much.
Yeah.
But I watched a new movie last night and it was hilarious, as Finn would say.
Do you know what I love? Hallmark Christmas movies.
Do you?
Yeah, just ridiculous.
I haven't watched
romantic
any of those
movies.
I
find
thought about it this
great.
Year, but didn't.
Although I read a very interesting article in Jezebel the other day that talked about how, why do they all go from being like high achieving? What is this message of like, you're a high achieving careerist, but really you want to be a baker / crafts maker / Christmas crafts maker /
well, because
farmhand.
Because women aren't valued as high powered lawyers. They're valued as nice cooks. That's nicer. You're a nicer woman. You're a more acceptable woman if you're like a happy baker than you
I mean,
are
to be fair, like, would I prefer mom out there baking cookies or solving legal cases?
I'd love to see mom solve a legal case.
I mean, it depends. If she's on the Innocence Project, I'd probably be impressed by her.
Oh,
bless.
She'd be so comforting.
She'd be crying
nonstop. Thank you all so much for listening to Not Without My Sister. We'd love to know if you have any goals, objectives,
anything
plans.
Anything you're planning to achieve in 2022.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah. Listen, no. If you have any really, really easy recipes, I'm not talking to you, Roseanne. If you have any really, really easy recipes for making takeaway things at home that I could make, please let me know.
Rosemary, Jamie Oliver, 15-minute cookbook.
I had that cookbook. 30-minute meals, fucking 30 minutes and 2 hours.
30 minutes. I thought it was 15 minutes.
And
every ingredient
well.
You
every
don't
ingredient.
Have.
And also 30 minutes once you've had a sous chef prepare everything for you. No, thanks.
Rosemary,
it took ages.
You have Brandon. He loves to cook.
All he cares about now is his 3D printer.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy 2022. May it be happier than 2021 and 2020.
Yeah.
For most people.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Not Without My Sister is produced by Liam Geraghty. Sound and original music by Don Kirkland. And our original illustration is by Lindsay Nielsen.
Not Without My Sister is a member of The Warren, the home of great Irish podcasts. as is my podcast, Meet Your Maker. You'll find more great shows at thewarren.ie.